Rock 107 WIRX. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. 7:35 and 52. So this past weekend, I was at Rock on the Range. Kiki and I went out there to get some coverage on the amazing festival, and I got some amazing interviews. I'll be playing those for you throughout the week, next week. Make sure you go to WIRX.com. Check out all the awesome photos, the awesome audio. It's all right there for you. My first interview I'm going to play for you is with DJ Ashba. He is the guitarist for 6A. I love that band. He's such a rad guy. And believe it or not, 6AM formed 10 years ago. That's a long time. So I asked him if he ever thought he'd still be talking about, not to mention playing shows and making albums with 6AM 10 years later.
I actually didn't. No, I mean, we started this thing out just writing songs as best friends. And originally, you know, we were going to bring Nikki's Heroin Diaries to life musically. And so we recorded an album. We're going to stick in the back of his book. And management sent Life is Beautiful to radio, and it went straight to number one. And, you know, and they said, now you're a band. And we refused to be a band. We just enjoyed writing together. And, you know, 10 years later, the fans have not given up on us. And so now we're like, okay, mercy, we're a band.
And I think I speak for all of us when I say that we're grateful they did. Then I asked him why he feels 6AM stands out in the rock world.
You know, I think what stands out is just our songwriting. You know, like we are all about songs, you know, pushing ourselves as artists. You know, from day one, you can see how every album has evolved. And, you know, me as a guitar player, I've really pushed myself hard from album to album. And this is, you know, my most proudest moment. You know, Prayers for the Damned is, you know, there's a lot of just really proud moments on this record, so I'm excited about it.
Now, DJ Ashba has a pretty interesting story about how he got his first guitar. It involves him, Korn, and a bus seat. Check it out.
I detasseled Korn for a whole summer. Yeah.
Just to get that first six string, and now look where it got you.
It's a white Flying V, a Harmony out of the Sears catalog for $180.
Do you still have that guitar?
No, I wish I did. Man. Yeah, I wish I did, man. I was a big Randy Rhoads fan, still am, and yeah, that was my whole motivation for getting up at 6 in the morning and sitting on the cornfields, and that is a true story. And
now, being a farm kid myself, I know the pain of detasseling corn and how much it sucks.
It sucks bad. It's f***ing the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and there was a kid, a local kid, who actually was a decent guitar player, you know. He knew how to play. I didn't know shit. And I would sit with him, and I was just intrigued. He was, like, in this local band. And
yeah. And
every day we'd take a pocket knife and scratch, like, a fretboard on the back of the seat. And we'd poke three holes in it and be like, that's an A chord. And I couldn't wait to get back to work the next day. To learn a new chord,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's how I learned my basic chords.
He finished with this, which I think it's completely fair.
If anybody says, you know, like my life was just made and
yeah.
I haven't made it and I'm like this, I'll punch you in the face.